Okay, Shane, we are back on the record.
Thank you, Kelly. Can I get a motion to go back on the record?
This is Cheryl Stibben. I make a motion. We go back on the record.
Thank you, Cheryl. Can we get a second of that motion?
This is Curtis. I'll second.
Thank you, Curtis. We'll do a roll call vote to go back on the record. Cheryl Stibben.
Yes.
Shane Yardley, yes. Wendy Russin.
Yes.
Derek Bradley.
Yes.
Mandy Liu.
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen.
Yes.
A quorum of the board being present, the board finds the following allegations as outlined. Allegation 1A through M, factual. Allegation 2, factual. Allegation 3, factual. Allegation 4, with the following revisions recommended. A 6, the board recommends changing that date based on the division's recommendation to January 20th versus January 21st. And it should be noted that Ms. Lujan did agree with that recommended change. And then 4A, number 8, currently reads on January 27th, 2026, respondent's employer informed UPHP that JG had not worked at the same facility as respondent for several months. The board recommends revising that to say had not worked at the same facility in a supervisory role as the respondent for several months. With those changes, the board finds 4A, 1 through 9, B, C, D, including subsection 1, E, and F, all factual. 5, A through C, factual. 6, A through E, factual. The board makes the following recommendations. 1, that respondent be found to have engaged in the acts, practices, and omissions as alleged herein. 2, that by engaging in the above acts, practices, and omissions, respondent be found to have violated Utah Code annotated 58-1-501, 2A, and Mr. Green, is this one supposed to be 15 or 4? It looks like the division might be muted.
Yes, 15 is an order governing a license. 4 is they've been disciplined by another board in another jurisdiction.
So this is correct?
It is correct.
Okay. 15. And 3, that an order be issued revoking respondent's license to practice as a registered nurse in the state of Utah. B, prohibiting respondent from reapplying for a license in the state of Utah until all of the following terms and conditions are met. 1, 5 years have elapsed from the effective date of the order revoking respondent's license. 2, respondent has provided the division with voluntary drug and alcohol test results from a division approved testing service for the 12 consecutive months preceding the reapplication, demonstrating respondent has not used alcohol or drugs for which they do not have a current valid prescription. The division is not required to accept testing results from other government authorities or drug testing facilities to satisfy this requirement. Respondent must accurately complete and sign any and all testing result release forms requested by the division or the testing service. 3, respondent has completed a 1, mental health evaluation, 2, substance use disorder evaluation, and 3, physical evaluation with division approved licensed providers within 90 days preceding their reapplication. Each evaluation must clearly indicate respondent can safely practice as a nurse. Respondent must sign any releases of information request by the division allowing the providers to discuss the results of the evaluation with the division. And 4, respondent has resolved all criminal sanctions, as well as 1, imposing such other sanctions as the division director deems just and appropriate pursuant of Utah Code 58-1-4012. Can we get a motion from the board to accept the allegation?
Shane, I do have one question.
Okay.
a 5-year revocation on her RN, APRN, and controlled substance license.
Is that for the or 4A or 3A? I'm sorry, is that 3A?
I don't think it's specified in any of the allegations. It's just the caption is in the notice of agency action lists all three of her licenses. So I think we just need a statement from you that it applies equally to each of those three licenses.
Okay, 3B1. So will you tell me all three licenses again? The RN, the APRN,
and the controlled substance.
Controlled substance license. Okay. Can we get a motion from the board to accept the allegations and recommendations as presented?
This is Curtis. I make a motion to accept the allegations and recommendations as presented by the board.
Thank you, Curtis. Can we get a second?
I'll second Cheryl Stedman.
Thank you. We'll do a roll call vote to accept the allegations and recommendations as presented. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley, yes. Wendy Russin?
Yes.
Derek Bradley? We'll come back to Devin.
Oh, sorry. I thought I unmuted. Yes.
Mandy Liu?
Yes.
Curtis Nelson?
Yes.
The division is instructed to prepare proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law presenting the board's recommendations to the division director, Tracy B. Lujan. You will receive a copy of the director's final order once it issues. Does either party have any questions for the board?
I do not.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Ms. Lujan, do you have any questions for the board? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
She said no.
Okay, thank you so much. That is the last agenda item. It is now 3:35 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.